this is. Not all those who wander are lost. Some are taking an extended walking holiday. A Discworld fanfic written by NetgirlY2K and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Susan Stohelet, Angwa von Uberwald, with additional tags for road trips. It all started because Commander Vimes deputized Death to go to Uberwald to investigate the kidnapping of a vampire noblewoman. Something to do with Death being just the anthropomorphic personification to investigate the undead. Death did not especially want to go to Uberwald, so he deputized Susan to go in his place. Susan worked with children, and she perfectly understood that forcing your offspring to do distasteful things in your place was half the reason for reproducing. But surely there ought to be an exception for grandchildren. Captain Angwa gave a helpless shrug when Susan asked how exactly Commander Vimes had managed to deputize the skeletal anthropomorphic personification of Death. Susan's grandfather gave an equally helpless, although bonier, shrug when she asked him the same question. Traveling through the Uberwaldian wilderness in the depths of winter with a werewolf reminded Susan disconcertingly of her time at the Quorum College for Young Ladies, so much so that she strongly considered replacing her scythe with a hockey stick. "You don't need much of an education to be a copper," said Angwa. "All I have is remedial puppy training certificate." "Well, if they ever hit you with a hockey stick or rubbed your nose in something vile-smelling, then it was much the same as private education." The man was a badly broken nose with a body attached. He approached Susan and Angwa and offered to share his bed with them. Then he insisted that they share his bed. Susan couldn't fault his bravery. They were unarmed, unaccompanied women in a tavern rough even by Uberwald standards. They were either extremely dangerous or so insane that it amounted to much the same thing. Angwa caught the man by the collar, dragged him down to eye level, and hissed something into his ear. He blanched, laughed nervously, and looked at Susan. At which point, all the remaining color drained from his face, and he turned heel and fled. Susan caught Angwa's eye, and the captain's grin was brief, but positively wolfish. It was exceptionally cold in Uberwald. Angwa slept in her fur coat, and Susan slept with her feet tucked underneath Angwa's furry flank. It was not unpleasant. It was like having a hot water bottle that you were very conscious of the need not to kick. The scythe was no good. Susan couldn't get a good swing on it. Luckily, she'd also packed her trusty poker, which hit the wolf with a satisfying thwack. The animal went flying with a yowl. "Any relation?" she asked Angwa. "We can only hope," Angwa said dryly. That night, after Angwa's armor thudded onto the floor, she didn't bother to change into a wolf before crawling into bed with Susan. It was, again, not unpleasant. When they reached Bonk, it quickly became apparent that Lady Margalotta had managed to rescue herself and did not require any assistance, thank you very much. Susan's grandfather had sent Binky along to offer Susan a lift home. She fed the horse a handful of sugar cubes and then sent him back to her grandfather, with a note saying, thanks all the same, but she had decided to walk back to King's Landing with Captain Angwa. The fresh air and exercise and things would do her a world of good. The end.